If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is my esteemed co-host, Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
Bets, which means a lot of my teams won because I'm a big emotional hedge guy. When you're not betting very well, you emotional hedge. So it was a great weekend. I'm not looking great in the best bets competition, but I'm a happy fan.
Hey, that's why we'd say emotional hedge, right? Your teams might win, you might lose your bets, but there is a way where you can be happy regardless of the outcome.
Right.
And joining us on the eve of a primetime Eagles matchup, our esteemed Eagles expert, I guess you could say, Connor. Connor, welcome back.
Thank you. Had a very great weekend of picks for the pod. Got 4 out of 5, so can't be too upset about that.
I keep telling you people, Connor is the hottest gambler on the show. If you are going to follow anyone's picks on this podcast right now, Connor's the guy.
I'm telling you, once the trend starts going for me, though, it's going to start diving.
Hey, that's how gambling is, right? It's a very roller coaster. You'll be up at your highest, and then you'll start tanking a little bit, but then you get back. So, well, I have full faith that you will stay hot.
All right. Well, thank you.
So before we get started, I just want to tell you guys about thebookie.co. You guys have heard me talk about it before. It is a daily email newsletter to make sure you are not only ready to go for the day, but it also gives you tips and tricks to help you become a better gambler. It takes minutes to sign up, and it's free, so it is totally worth it. Make sure you go to thebookie.co and sign up today. All right. Let's get into our main topic today. The Lael, I think that's how you say his name, Lael Collins suspension. He is an offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. But Top Dog, we talked about Top Dog a lot last episode. He reached out to us on Instagram. He said he wanted us to discuss the suspension and if it was harsh enough. So we're going to talk about it. And so for those that don't know, he was suspended for missing multiple drug tests and then trying to bribe the drug tester. But if the suspension is for 5 games currently, and if the suspension is upheld, which it seems it will, he will miss out on $2 million and the $6.48 million injury guarantee that he had for this year will be voided. And just to give some background, the NFL does not suspend players for using marijuana anymore, which was reported that was what Collins was using and being, or like, that he was worried about getting in trouble for. So I would assume that means that the suspension is mainly due to missing the drug tests and bribing an official. So the question is, was the punishment fair, and do you think he deserved more of a suspension?
That was going to be my question to you guys was, if you can't get suspended for marijuana, is he just not aware of that? Or is he on roids? Or is he, like, on meth? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how you bribe the drug tester unless you're, like, on cocaine or you're roided up like Mark McGwire.
Well, and so that was kind of what Connor and I were talking about earlier. It's like, Schefter reported that he was being tested for marijuana, but you can't get in trouble for marijuana. So me and Connor were like, then it might be because he's on something more serious.
Why is he getting tested for marijuana, though, if you can't get suspended for marijuana?
I don't. That's the thing. Maybe this drug test does more than marijuana, but Collins came out and said I was getting tested for marijuana. I don't know. It's a crazy story nonetheless. And what was interesting is this started out as a 5-game suspension. He appealed it. It went down to 2, or the NFLPA like brought it down to two or something, and then he appealed the 2-game suspension, and it got brought back up to 5.
Yeah, that's what was wild to me was the NFLPA got it to 2, and then he appealed, which, one, is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, and two, I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but like to appeal a suspension and then get more games added onto it because you, like, that just made no sense to me. So I was kind of on his side. Like, how do you go from appealing a suspension? Like, if you appeal a parking ticket and then they're like, you know what? I think you were speeding too. Let's add some more money to that. That's just, that's wild. That whole part of it, I just didn't understand. So I was hoping to maybe get some clarification there, but I guess I was right. I guess that is what happened.
Yeah, that is absolutely what happened. But it's one of those things where, like, you know, what do they say? Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. So things were going well. It got reduced down to 2 games, but he said, no, I don't want any suspension. Everything I did was completely okay. And so they went to, like, the legal system or whatever, and they're like, no, you are absolutely wrong. You could have had 2 games, but you are so wildly in the wrong here that we're actually going to bring it back up to 5.
And then, like, the article I read, which I didn't dig very far, I think it was an ESPN article, but it was, like, the first couple, he had legit reasons. Like, his uncle died or something. Or
yes.
Like, there was a funeral he had to go to.
Yep.
So, like, maybe he actually had valid reasons to miss the first two, but didn't he miss, like, 5 or something?
He missed 7.
So, like, that's where it's kind of like, did he have excuses for the other ones? I don't understand. That's what I don't get. Is there stuff not being reported? Is this guy on bath salts? Like, what's going on?
Connor, what do you think?
I think you should just stay off drugs, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Stay off the weed.
You're getting millions of dollars. Why are you doing this crap? But, I could see that him not taking a settlement for the 2 games and ended up pushing it further. I could see why they would take it to 5 games. It was probably like, hey, you did this. You just need to admit it. And he's like, no, I'm not going to admit it. And then they're like, well, it definitely happened. So now you have 5 games.
Admit he like didn't take the drug test, or admit that he got out of taking it because he was on something? Because that's what I don't understand in this whole thing. Like, If you deflect a drug test, like, okay, obviously this guy's on something.
Right.
Is that clear enough evidence to be like, okay, this guy's on drugs?
I mean, why else would you be bribing a drug test official or whatever you want to call it? I mean,
so did they expand it after they found out he bribed a drug test official?
Well, that I don't know. It's
a little spooky to me, but
this is a very weird story, but, you know, so do you think, let's just say that all he did was miss drug tests and bribe an official. Let's assume he was just on the marijuana, okay? So with that being said, do you think that this punishment was fair?
I think so. Go ahead, Connor. Go ahead.
I think so because of the bribery.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Bribing anyone, bribery is like, it's a crime. The bribery is what's threw it off for me. Like, everything before is kind of a judgment call. But when you, it's like a bribery is a bribery. I think it is shitty that it went down to 2 games, and then after he appealed, it went back to 5. But I'm assuming they found out more in that window, and that's right. Why they took it back up to 5. I agree with that, Connor. Like, the bribery is what kind of sets it off for me. And, like,
he just went all Mr. Roboto on us. He might have hit the dead spot. But
no, I hate to assume, because when you assume, you get an ass out of you and me. But I just, I'm a little sus that it's not more than marijuana, because it's not. You're not going to get suspended, you know. Susses me out.
Yeah, and the thing for me too is, like, if it was just the suspension, then I would argue for more. But the fact that he's missing out on $2 million at least, and then his injury guarantee that is $6.5 million that he's missing out on, I think between the fine and the suspension punishment, I think that it's probably enough for this crime, at least as far as what we know of this.
I might be inclined to agree with that. I'm not 100% sure.
I wish I knew more. Maybe I should have done more research.
Man, Diz is having a tough time over there.
At this point,
okay, well,
purposely withholding details? Are they purposely
They very well could be. I mean, again, we only know what we can know. I tried to do more research on it. This was all I found. We may not know the entire story, but we're just going to roll kind of with the information we have. We're going to assume it's just for marijuana. He bribed an official. He missed drug tests, whether they were for legitimate reasons or not. And we will just call it there, unless anyone has any last little bit that they want to add.
I think we're good.
All right. You're kind of back, Diz. Yeah, we got you, I think. We think we have you enough. But let's move on to daily fantasy. So you know what? I'm going to defer here. I'm going to let Connor go ahead and tell us his daily fantasy lineup.
All right. Sounds good. So we did a little differently. It's still the 50-50, the $2 bet. We do have an MVP and a pro. So the MVP gets double points and the pro gets 1.5 points, as opposed to what we were doing was 1.5 points for an MVP. We still get the 4 flexes, so 6 total players instead of 5 this time. So my MVP is Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be moving his legs a lot. He's going to be rolling out. He's going to be throwing the ball, and there's going to be designed plays for him to specifically run. Moving on to my pro, I went with Amari Cooper here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of catches. He seems to be Dak's number one target. And then moving on, I have CeeDee Lamb. So this was a tough choice. I was deciding between CeeDee Lamb or Miles Sanders. I was going to save a little bit more with going with CeeDee Lamb. So I went there and wanted to get some other players involved here. So then I went with a kicker. I went with Zuerlein. I think he still has it. He's one of the greatest kickers in the league when he was with the Rams. And I think Dallas had some misfortune by missing a kick in, what was it, week 1?
Yeah.
Moving on to Jalen Reagor. So he had quite the bomb thrown to him last week that was brought back because his pinky toe stepped out of bounds at like the 5-yard line. This man catches everything that's coming his way this year. He's doing much better. And then last, I went with the running back. I'm going with the running back that is trading reps with Miles Sanders. I went with Kenneth Gainwell, Kenny G. I think that he's going to have himself a couple touchdowns, and he's always going out for receptions.
Nice. Absolutely love it. Diz, did you figure out your daily fantasy lineup?
Yeah, but I don't know if I figured out my connection. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. I'm about 4 minutes away from the Whiteland death hole, so I'm going to try to make this quick.
We weren't just in the death hole?
No, that's what I am. I'm super sus. I wasn't even in the death hole when I lost it.
Oof. Okay. Well,
yeah,
let's go.
So I'm getting to it. MVP, same format as Connor. Connor laid it out brilliantly. Great work. MVP, I got Dak Prescott. He is a fantasy point machine whenever he's healthy. And what I love about these daily fantasies, what I kind of learned, and I haven't won a lot since I started doing this, so maybe I shouldn't say this, but I love doing multiple scenarios, figuring out how I can, like, get the most value out of people. So, like, I got Dak Prescott as my MVP. I got Amari Cooper as my pro. I thought Hurts had too much value associated with him, so I stayed away from Jalen Hurts, which might hurt me. But I really need Amari Cooper to pop because he's on my fantasy team as well. He's my last player. I need him to get 30 points. And after a 2-point stinker last week, I think he might be due. Then, the remaining four spots, I have like very little value left. I went with both kickers. And then I was able to get Devontae Smith for the Eagles. And then my boy, Tony Pollard, TP, averages 4 more points in fantasy per week than Ezekiel Elliott. And he has $3,000 less value. So I got TP, Devontae Smith, both kickers, Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott.
Wow. I love it. And to be honest, it seems like I'm in the minority here, but I'll give you guys mine. So MVP, I went Jalen Hurts. I agree with Connor. I think he has more running capabilities. He may even get a running touchdown, and that leads to more points than passing. Pro, I went Dak Prescott, another quarterback, a lot of points. So I'm really banking on those two, really putting up the points and really carrying my load. And then I went Miles Sanders like Connor did. I think he's been slept on a lot this year. I think he still has very good value. I think he might be a lesser picked one tonight. And then, like Connor said, I went with Jalen Reagor as well. He's actually second on the team in targets behind Devontae Smith. And I was running low on funds because I spent all my money on the first three people. And then I went with Quez Watkins as my other person. He, for those that don't know, he's the number three wide receiver on the Eagles. You know, I kind of made this part up, but Connor, we were talking with Connor, and he was an Eagles fan, and he's all preseason. He was like, man, Quez Watkins looks better than Devontae Smith. So I've kind of rolled with that, even though that's not really necessarily the case. But this is his chance to kind of prove it in prime time and come up big, and he's actually averaging 28 yards per catch. So I see him as a possible big play guy, and I'm hoping he breaks one or two tonight. And then wrapping it up, I went with Greg Zuerlein, Legatron. Connor already touched on it. One of the better kickers. He's the kicker for Dallas. And contrary to popular belief, I actually think Dallas might have trouble scoring tonight. So I think they might be able to drive on the Eagles, but I don't know that they'll be able to score touchdowns. So I love Zuerlein here. Anything else?
One correction that I have. I don't actually have Miles Sanders on my team. I was deciding between him and CeeDee Lamb. A correction to your comment. You said I had Miles Sanders. It was a tough decision, but I went with CeeDee Lamb over him.
Son of a gun.
And Quez looked better, like I said, like you said, in preseason over Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith really came into his own, though, once the real game started.
He was just saving it for the real stuff.
Exactly. Although Quez only had 2 receptions last week, I'm hoping he has himself a game just for my Eagles' sake, but that's something to watch as well.
All right. Love it. So let's move on to best bets, review our best bets from Friday. I went 1-1 in a truly remarkable fashion. The Reds lost in the first 5 innings but end up winning the game. So I lost the best bet, but Sunshine hit his. So shout out Sunshine. And then Diz, how'd your best bets do on? Well, you had a couple on Friday. Well, I guess a couple yesterday from Friday's episode, and then a few outstanding from Thursday's episode.
I'm 1-4 overall through the weekend with my best bets. Not great. Not great. That's all I really have to say. USA won the Ryder Cup. I was happy about that, but none of my bets hit, which really hurt. And then. What else was there? The Wisconsin Notre Dame overhit, which is hilarious because there were like 6 points at halftime. And I was about to text you and be like, God damn it, why'd you have to take the under? But that came back to bite you in the ass. So my Diz Stands got a victory there, even though we're going to probably get our asses loved in the best bet competition. But moving on, I got 3 more episodes to take it. Do Friday's best bets count, even though it will be October 1st? That is crucial.
I wasn't thinking so, but if you want one more episode to try to close the gap, who am I to say no?
Where are we at in the standings?
So I am down 1.12 units this month, and you are down 7.01 units.
And my first best bet of the day didn't hit, so I'm going to request that extra extension.
All right, you got it. I'll give it to you.
Love it.
But let's get into our best bets of the night. I got three for you. I got two in the NFL. So I'm going Philly-Dallas under 51.5 tonight. So I am doing this pretty much solely based off the recommendation on thedailystakes.com. They gave this a 5 out of 5 confidence rating, so I am riding with them. And then a little sneak peek for you, but we should be having one of their founders on with us on our show later this week for our first legitimate guest. So keep an eye and an ear out for that one. My other best bet in that game, I'm actually going Philly +3.5 versus Dallas. I think this is a divisional game. I think it'll come down to the last drive. And I do think the Cowboys are overrated, and I think the Eagles are underrated. And I love that I can get that extra half a point on that 3.5. So I'm going Philly +3.5. And then my final best bet, I'm going back to the diamond. There's only like 2 games left on the MLB. But I'm going Seattle first 5 money line versus Oakland because my boy Chris Flexen is pitching for Seattle. You know, you're not getting the +0.5. That's a guaranteed lock, but I don't care. Bet it and forget it. Give me Flexen and the Mariners plus or first 5 money line. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets? You already tell them about the one you already lost.
Kyle Farmer +430 to hit a home run. The guy is hot. The Reds are hot because, hey, when the Reds get eliminated from the playoffs, we play like we should have the past couple of weeks. So we did put up a lot of runs, and I think the Reds had 5 total home runs, but none of them were Kyle Farmer. The value I had was +430, which I was juiced about, similar to Tim Anderson when I took Tim Anderson. You know, I actually tried to go to the White Sox game and get Tim Anderson. I don't know if Tim Anderson's hurt. I don't know why he's not playing, but I wanted to get a Tim Anderson home run, but I could not get it. I don't know what that's about. Nonetheless, I don't think he hit a home run, so it doesn't matter. But anyways, my lock of the year. You heard me say.
Hold the phone. Hold the press. What do you got?
Lock of the year. Now, I should have taken more value. I understand this, especially with my deficit in the best bets competition. But I have a same game parlay through DraftKings, $25 risk free. It is -120. Okay, I know not the best value, but all 4 of these are locks. Eagles +13.5 over 41.5. This is going to hit easy. And what I love about this is when there's more than 51.5 points, not only do I win, but Patty loses. Sorry, bet together, win together. I'm trying to win a free dinner. I'm trying to win a free dinner right here. Dak Prescott alternate over 249.5. And then the Eagles over half for a touchdown. The Eagles score 1 touchdown that hits. Dak Prescott's going to throw for 4 million yards. That's why he's my MVP on the daily fantasy. This is a lock, 4-leg same gamer. I definitely want to make a pitch to get multiple units of credit here because I am betting $25, but I'm also going to out myself because it is risk-free. So this is just a normal unit bet, and I understand that. But this is to hedge my losses because I did so shit on the NFL this weekend. I think most people did as well. But my Diz stands rise. We're going to find a way to win this damn thing on Thursday. Bet together, win together, unless you're Patty Parlays and you take an under.
Oh, that's funny. Connor, do you have any bets tonight that you're liking?
I'm just taking Eagles money line. That's probably all I'm betting tonight.
Love it. Absolutely love it. As an Eagles fan, you can give them the money line, get good value there, but then you can just sit back and watch your team play.
That's right. I'll be rooting for him even more. I'll probably have some in-game bets, but as of right now, it's just going to be money line bet for the Eagles.
Gotcha. All right. So I have for you guys a Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. Now, yes, this is a Hail Mary, so you're getting tremendous value. But it is $1 to win $276.70. So this is a nice little 6-legger for you. So I am going Jalen Hurts, over 54.5 rushing yards. Miles Sanders, over 58.5 rushing yards. Amari Cooper, anytime touchdown. Dak Prescott, anytime touchdown. And yes, that means Dak is going to run the ball and score a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Eagles, alternate spread, -2.5. I think the Eagles are going to win, and I think if they win, I don't think it is out of the realm of possibility that they win by a last-second field goal. So give me the Eagles -2.5. And then just to rub it in Diz's face, I also went under 51.5 again.
Is the Dak Prescott touchdown what really threw the odds off?
Yes, that is probably the one. Well, and Eagles -2.5, too.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those are kind of long shots, but I could easily see those happening.
No under is easy, Pat, let me tell you.
That's not true at all. I mean,
if you hate fun.
No, it's easy if you're a realist. If we looked right now, we could probably find a stat on how many unders have hit in the NFL so far. I bet you more unders have hit than overs.
Yeah.
Basically, choose a game you don't want to watch.
Or just be a psycho like me and do otherwise. But it appears that joining us from out of the clouds and like on the edge of this episode being over, we have Sunshine. Sunshine, welcome in.
Thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, sorry to jump in. This wasn't really planned, but I just, you know why I'm here. Everybody knows why I'm here. So just one quick thing and then I got to run, literally. But, since the episode on Friday when I bet on the Reds, they are 4-0. Now,
yeah.
It might be a little too late, but there's 5 games left. And we're 6 games back, but the Cardinals still have yet to play today.
They don't play today. The Cardinals.
Oh,
have...
they don't play today?
We're out of the playoffs, bub. We're out of the playoffs, bub.
Actually, is that real?
That is real.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, well. Never mind.
RIP in peace.
Well, maybe next year.
Your cracking over hit last night, though.
Oh, yeah. They beat it by themselves.
Easy money.
Yeah. Well, damn, I didn't realize that it was over, so never mind. I was going to say just call me Alec Baldwin cuz we're still in the hunt for a red October, but never mind. But hey, okay.
It was a valiant effort, my man.
Yeah. I still say Reds win out, Cardinals lose out just because, but
that's aggressive considering the Cardinals haven't lost in 16 straight games. But
yeah, it's brutal.
You know, actually, you guys might have a chance. So
you guys don't have... You're mathematically eliminated.
I don't think so. Because you guys are 5.5 back from the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have 6 games left.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought there was a chance if we win out and the Cardinals have to lose every game. But maybe, I don't know, I didn't see it. Maybe Cardinals,
definitely have 6 games left.
All right, so, well. What happens
manifest
if it's
it,
five,
manifest it. Manifest it. I think right. What happens is they have a better record than us. Or, like, against each other. That's the tiebreaker in the MLB, right?
See, I think the Reds definitely have a better record against the Cardinals this year. I don't know that for sure. Don't quote me, but I would think they do.
I was going to say, I don't think any of us have any idea, and we're just blowing smoke out our butts at this point. But
so I was told by a Reds fan in my office that we are mathematically eliminated. But if he is wrong, and Trevor manifests this, this will be the greatest moment of my life. Trevor, go ahead and do your thing, bub. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, I didn't know that, so I don't want to. I don't know for sure if, like, mathematically speaking,
it
still works. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just say it. Reds win out, Cardinals lose, They play the Brewers, and then they have three more games against someone else. I don't know who the last three the Cardinals play, but the Reds have two against the White Sox, three against the Pirates. So if they can just – maybe the White Sox will be resting people. I don't know. But they're hot right now. And, yeah, we might still be in for a Red October. I'm going to call it. Reds get the wild card spot and then get pummeled by the Dodgers. But that's what I'm calling. Sorry to drop in unannounced, but I got to get out of here. You boys have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Sunshine, for that little Reds update for all those Reds fans out there.
Absolutely. It's probably the last time of this year that I will do it. So just.
He may never get on the mic ever again.
Yeah, if they actually do make the playoffs, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm not ever going to get on here again because there's no going back from there.
That's right. That is very, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, boys. Sunshine out.
See you, bud.
All right. Anything you boys need to get off your chest before we call tonight?
Go Birds.
Riz?
I was going to say something. I am not watching a second of this game tonight. Is that super bad luck on my bets?
I think it's...
Do you remember the coldest I've ever been? I was betting on shit I wasn't watching. It was the dog days of summer. I'm not going to watch the Rangers play the Phillies at 8 o'clock on a weeknight. I was losing everything. This is going to be one of the first things I've bet on in a long time that I'm not watching a single second of.
I don't know. I think that's a load of crap, personally. I bet on things that I don't watch all the time. I don't think I don't think you watching has any influence on any of the games. But I could be wildly wrong. Maybe because you know you're not watching, you're less invested in it, so you don't take as much time or consideration into what's happening.
Well, I think the thing is, like, I obviously we try to make money when we gamble, but gambling for me makes sports more fun to watch. So if I'm gambling to win money or if I'm gambling to win free dinner, I'm not going to win. So I'm a little hesitant, but I'm feeling good. I feel like the parlay can't miss, but you know, it's one of those too good to be true situations. And the fact that I'm not watching it, I just have a feeling I'm going to wake up and like, I'm just going to be heartbroken.
Hey, it could happen, but that's gambling, right?
Gambling.
The way I see it, 6 months from now, we're all going to be heartbroken asking for the Eagles and Cowboys game. Just a taste of a piece of football because it's going to be over.
Good point.
Oh, Connor.
We'll be even asking for like Jaguars versus the Texans.
Never. Nope. You can keep that crap. I don't want it. Can you imagine a game where it's Jaguars, Texans, and it's Davis Mills versus Trevor Lawrence?
That's a lot better than the MLB in July, I'll say it.
Wow.
No debate.
Well, alrighty then. Well, that pretty much does it for us for Monday. If you haven't already, check us out at SportsBetByDumb on Instagram and Twitter. You can interact with us on there. We can get suggestions just like we did for Top Dog for topics. And yeah, just hopefully everyone has a good start to their week, and we'll see you all on Thursday.